News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. It's Friday. Hope you're getting ready for a nice weekend. A lot of folks have this weekend off. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And my beautiful guest this morning that is with me is Kelly with Bella Magazine. I had to think about it for a second.
Need more coffee. Look, you got the coffee.
Drink my coffee. And we're here to talk about the new issue of Bella. I'm looking at the cover, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
Isn't that great, gorgeous picture?
The spring colors and the models are pretty. I love Bella Magazine, but if someone maybe is not familiar with Bella, Kelly, tell us all about it.
Bella is everything women, local, Pensacola metro area women's magazine. We talk about everything that inspires women, all the different facets of women, whether it's health, beauty, business, charity, everything. It's fun.
There's
something for every woman in here.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But I happen to be liking the fashions. I always like to check out what is the latest trend.
Yes.
So I've noticed recently, and I've even noticed this in some of the stores, that the latest trend seems to be, for lack of a better word, I know that's what they're not calling them, but the peasant dress look with big puffy sleeves and kind of the ruffles and stuff.
It is.
And I was laughing. I said, for someone from my particular age range, it doesn't work for me. However, I'm seeing lots of people in Pensacola, especially at all the recent galas and parties and stuff, wearing these dresses, and they look adorable and really pretty. And then I've also noticed now in this edition, there's some really pretty, looks like they're strapless.
Yeah, there is a lot of strapless
off-the-shoulder dresses, things like that
and some
spring.
Pretty vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the colors.
Springtime, yeah.
Springy colors.
Pink gets good.
Pinks and yellows.
I love the last fashion photo on page 16, that dress. It's like a purple, but then got the yellow and orange tie-dye. Wait,
let me find it. I'm looking it up. Oh, yeah, I like that. But it has a scarf.
I mean, I couldn't pull it off, but I love it.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
That's the important thing about fashion, though, is don't get caught up trying every trend. You know, you got to know what works for you and your personality and your body type. And
height's important.
We can get really upset if we can't pull off a trend, but no, not. We're all different, and that's the awesomeness.
I know. Well, that's what's neat is that, and the good news today is that pretty much anything goes.
I think so.
Do you know, I can remember a time where, that's not in style. That's really not the case anymore.
Yep.
It's so individual. You get to pick and choose the colors you like or what looks best on you.
I think so too.
But I do know there's a couple of people in Pensacola that are very good at keeping up with the trends. I can tell.
Well, they are. And we've got a lot of wonderful boutiques that do that for
us. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And they keep up with the latest fashions, which
You know,
really
the trends
fun.
Get recycled, so
while it's
important to, you know, clean out our closets and you can hang on to something because in 10 years, you know, if you can fit into it, then
do you know what
it comes
I saw
back.
In another fashion magazine, which was cringeworthy? I'm not excited. Bell bottoms are coming back.
I mean, well, I don't know if I love bell bottoms.
Yeah,
I like the straight leg.
Yeah, me too.
Because the tapered leg never worked for my body type. I'm a hippie chick.
I guess. And tie-dye. But yeah, so I thought, bell bottoms. When you're short, it's not a good look.
No, that is true. But what's frustrating, though, when they do recycle trends, there's always some kind of tweak. Like
it's
bell bottoms, but with a high waist. Or so, you know, you pull out your old jeans from 10, 20 years ago and like, they don't work today because they tweaked the trend. But
that is true. That
who cares?
So you also have other things besides fashion in the magazine as well.
We do. Like I said, everything. I always say this, women are multidimensional and so is Bella. We did a great cover story on In Detail Design. Owned by Cheryl Clendenon. She's going to kill me. I haven't had enough coffee, Cheryl, sorry. And her daughter, Libby, is now on board with her, which is a really cool story about the mother-daughter team working together. Because, you know, that's not always easy.
No. But you know what? I still have an affinity for family businesses.
Yes.
There really is something to be said for that. And what I've found, typically in this area especially, some of the family businesses that have been here 20, 30, 40 years, even some of the bigger businesses, they're so community aware.
They are.
And really do a great job of giving back to this community in so many ways. They are sort of the anchor of keeping things afloat, especially some of our nonprofits and charities and stuff.
Yep.
And not that the big businesses don't do it, but I just have an affinity for the smaller businesses myself.
I agree. We love talking about the local businesses in here for just that reason. And I love, you know, they talk about their mother-daughter dynamic, and there can be that challenge of the mother always seeing the daughter as that kid or teenager. But once they kind of move past that, it seems like it's easy to be candid with each other mm-hmm. without it being hurtful, hopefully, but just being like, Mom, what are you? No, not
right.
that.
right.
No.
Whereas sometimes with like an employee boss relationship, there can be that fear, or, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to upset the apple cart. Or mm-hmm.
Well, there also the role playing when people become your boss becomes your dad.
That's a whole nother ball of wax.
That's a whole nother article.
Working out issues.
Yeah, exactly. We bring them wherever we go. We tend to bring that with us.
Amen.
Yeah, my mom and I, it would not have worked. Not at all.
Yeah,
I don't think we could have been in business together.
Yeah. No.
No.
I loved my mom so much, but no.
No, but hats off to those that make it work.
Exactly.
I have great admiration for that.
I do too. And from what I've witnessed on the outside, it means a lot to the parent to know that business they worked so hard to build mm-hmm. is going to carry on after them.
Right.
You know, you spend a lifetime building this, and to be able to have family to pass that on to, it's very cool.
I love the legacy.
Yeah.
That's really something special, I think. Yeah. We're talking with, let me get this right, Kelly McLeod.
That is me. We cannot pronounce last names here today. Bear with us, people.
Sorry. Kelly's here. She is the publisher of Bella Magazine. So if you've got a question about Bella, how they come up with the content, anything that you'd like to ask her, that's why she's here. She is the expert. 850-437-1620.
I come here every month just to be called an expert in something.
Well, see, and that's what I'm
feels good.
You are the expert.
Thank
no
you,
question
Meg.
About it.
I like it.
We all need a little tweak in our egos, you know. But also, you cover other things in this magazine in addition to fashion, in addition to, I love that you do these highlights on local women. But then you have a beautiful article in here about the symphony, which is now the Pensacola Symphony. Think about this. Is celebrating 100 years.
Isn't that
a century
amazing?
Of music in Pensacola?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get in my mind around this 250th United States of America birthday.
Right.
But even just locally, we're one of the oldest settlements or one of the oldest cities in the country.
Right.
And then to have...
Not St. Augustine.
No, but to have the symphony be here that long... 100 years ago? What did that look like 100 years ago?
We have such great culture here that some people, I don't know if they really realize, and that's been going strong for a long time. The symphony orchestra, the opera, the little theater. Mm-hmm. We're really fortunate to have
yes.
this to round out the amazing awesomeness of Pensacola.
Oh, no, there's definitely a lot of culture here, but it's kind of neat that they're doing some special concerts this year. And so definitely if you get a chance to check out that article, it's beautiful. Some of the your photographers are truly so good.
My whole team is just amazing. But Kate and Tony are our photographers, and they just do such beautiful work. And our writers are so talented and...
Okay, so here's a question I'm not sure you're going to have the answer to, but we'll see. This is from one of our listeners who wants to know, can Kelly tell us the top three men's stores when I want to find something fashionable for a birthday gift?
I don't know if I can name three, but definitely Don Allen's in downtown Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. That's right on Palafox.
It's right on Palafox, kind of close to Main Street. They are amazing and the nicest people. And I'm not just saying that because I went to high school with the owner. Mm-hmm. But they're another, you know, they were locally owned. And then when the owner wanted to sell, Brian Fitzsimmons, the now owner, came back. You know, he went to high school here, moved away, but came back and bought Don Allen's and has done amazing things with it. So they're great and they're very helpful. I can't think of another one.
I was just sitting here whirling through my mind of what another one, but that would be a good place to start for sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
You know,
there's
Dillard's or places at the mall, but for like locally owned, Don Allen's is your best bet.
Okay. What about women? Women's stores. There's quite a few boutiques in town.
Yeah, and I feel like more and more are getting added, and it's great that we're able to support these. I always love to shout out Lee Tracy and Bloutique. Mm-hmm. They have longtime advertisers of ours, and I do just love going there and shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I am not a fashionable person, and but they're so great at helping you. And I always feel good when I wear what they pick out for me. There's Hemline is a newer one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's Gray Boutique on Palo Fox.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of good ones.
Okay. And then we got another little comment that came in, and this one's slightly biased. This is from Casey Jones. I especially love the story with Christian Jones on Reservoir.
And you know, I actually had that open because I wanted to mention it.
So. And my wife's pretty great.
Aw.
That's so nice, Casey.
That is awesome. I love that. But have you been to the Reservoir yet?
I have not. Tell me about it. Have you been?
It's really cool. So it's a historic building. Maybe Casey can tell us more about that. But the food is really, really good. The story is, I think I remember, is he wanted to open a restaurant. I'm not sure if he's a chef or what, but she manages the day-to-day,
mm-hmm.
I think. But I met her when we were eating lunch there one time, and she's just enthusiastic and kind. And
yeah, it's a great picture of her, and I love this quote.
Look at this food.
This is from the article, how they came up with the name Reservoir, and you'll like this. God is a reservoir of light. God is a reservoir of love. God is a reservoir of hope. God is a reservoir of peace. She knew then that Reservoir must be the name of this special place that needed a fresh life.
Isn't that nice?
Yes,
that's beautiful.
I love that. That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But boy, these me the pictures.
So built in the 1900s, it was a corner grocery store.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the location on that? I want to make sure I get the right address out there.
It is on Haines Street. It's just off of Cervantes, kind of near the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, in that little old historic area.
Yes, okay.
I think there's the police station right there.
Right, okay, great. So we'll have to check some place you could check out this weekend. And don't forget, this weekend there are going to be lots and lots of brunch specials at all of our local restaurants.
Right,
especially
Easter
downtown
brunches.
Easter brunches. There's the big Egawelahusa, I think it's over at the stadium this Sunday, which is going to be fantastic. So, and you can go to visitpensacola.com to find out all the events that are going on this weekend. So many fun things that will be happening.
They're always great about having a good calendar of all of the events. I just have to say, because I was trying to remember this story.
Oh, okay.
The chef is at the Reservoir,
uh-huh.
Josh Brown, who grew up in New Orleans.
Ooh, so a little Cajun influence, maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, yeah.
No wonder the food's so good.
Also going on this weekend, opening night tonight, is the Blue Wahoos. I got my Blue Wahoos t-shirt on.
You've got the bright pink Blue Wahoos. You cannot miss you this morning. I didn't need coffee. I just look at your shirt. I'm awake.
So that's another thing to put on your calendar if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend. But Bella Magazine, you can pick this up free pretty much everywhere. A lot of restaurants, a lot of stores, all the visitor centers carry it, even one out on the beach, on Pensacola Beach. They have a rack for Bella. And what's fun about the issue, too, it's very local. I love the fact that every issue I can open it up, and then kind of in the back, they always have an out-and-about section or people that are at events,
we do,
and you get pictures of everybody. But especially make that extra effort, which is not easy, by the way, when you're at a big event and you're taking pictures of people to get their names.
That is the hardest thing we do in this magazine.
I'm telling you,
I
know this.
It is the most time-consuming to get these names right.
But you do. And I love that. Because I'll look at someone and say, I know that. And then I can see the name.
I get tempted sometimes to just say, we're not going to do names. We'll just do pictures. But
no.
For that reason, and we all love it, we do make mistakes every now and then. And I feel so bad when I mess up somebody's name.
Oh, well, that's not the worst thing to happen in the world.
But
I mean, if you called me Christy Brinkley, I wouldn't get upset.
Well, you know. Okay, Christy.
I wouldn't get upset. But it must be fun doing what you do, because when you're a publisher of a magazine in a town like this, you kind of, I mean, it might be interesting. We should do a section on this show of local gossip. I bet you hear all kinds of interesting rumors and stories. And how do you decide what goes in each issue?
I mean, well, we don't do any
gossip pieces.
Gossip or
so you're not TMZ-ish.
Society or not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Yeah. I just, it's not my thing, and I know it's existed in other places before here locally. But yeah, I love that we don't do that. But it is hard to decide what to cover in each issue because we do have so many wonderful women and businesses and things to talk about.
Absolutely.
An event, like right now, there are so many events.
Oh my gosh, we're in the event season, no question about
it.
Yes, it's hard to keep up.
Big time, big time.
Hard to keep up.
And we usually only have about two or three that we put because we try to balance, you know, having the social pictures with the good, rich content that we provide.
Right.
But yeah, like for the next two, three issues, man, there's so many events.
It's hard to pick and choose what's
going
to be.
Yeah, yeah. Art of Fashion was last night. That's always a huge one.
So much fun. Yeah. Covenant Care.
They do an amazing job with
they
that.
They do that. They had the rally on the runway last week, which I heard went very, very well. They raised $700,000+.
They do.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
They raise a lot of money. It's
That's
really,
lot,
really cool.
A lot, a lot. So, we, that, like I said, we have a very generous community and so much happening. But, you know, let's get back to ourselves. I just appreciate kind of getting a sense of what the fashions are and what's in. And you do that not only with clothing, but also jewelry.
Yes.
And accessories. Because as my mother used to say, an accessory will make or break your ensemble.
Your ensemble.
We
so fancy.
School. She was very old school, trust me. Very
we
classy.
We have a great beauty editor who does an article every month, Leslie Peck. And this month was the Art of Makeup.
Oh, that we've seen. That's kind of an anything goes now, isn't it?
Yeah, you can, have a lot of fun. You don't have to stick to certain colors or tones.
It used to be every year, I think, CoverGirl or one of those types of organizations would come out. This is the look for this year, whatever it was.
Yes.
But now I kind of see, I mean, when I go out, I kind of see a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you can have fun depending on which event it is and kind of be, I'm also not good at makeup, but Leslie has taught me so much, both personally and just reading her stories, because she breaks it down and makes it so easy.
Well, and it makes a difference. Sometimes just having that little brighter lipstick will make you feel just a little perkier.
Yes.
A little more ready to face the world.
And I love, she starts off talking about Euro romance. 2026 will absolutely have a Wuthering Heights cinema inspo with old world charm.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, but it. I love it.
Well, I tell
it sounds
you,
awesome.
I've gotten hooked on Bridgerton, the series
with
the dresses and the hairdos and everything. And I think, golly, I would love to dress like that every day. Maybe for about a week, though, if I'm really honest.
I do not want a corset.
Well, that's...
yeah.
That, thank you, no.
Yeah, we will go without that.
That's true. That's true. We're talking with Kelly McLeod. She is here with Bella Magazine. So if you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620.
You know, she's talking about makeup, but it reminds me because she talks about some of the 90s styles coming back in so many ways. The 90s are getting a lot more attention because of the love story, that show on Hulu about JFK Jr.
Oh,
and Carolyn Bessette. And she was kind of, you know, such a style icon. Mm-hmm. And so her style is inspiring all these women who maybe, you know, weren't growing up in the 90s or, you know, didn't know about it, and they're just seeing it. But a lot of 90s looks are being inspired
back
from that show.
Well, the thing that I've noticed just in the last year or so is long hair. Everyone has long hair. The days of getting a certain age and then getting your hair cut short, there was a certain look that
says,
there's
no
hello,
more mom
I'm
cut.
Over 50.
Yes.
Those are kind of gone. I mean, if you see someone with short hair, it's very, what's the word, kind of spunky. It's got a style to it.
Yes.
But it seems like everyone has long hair now.
Yeah,
no matter
it's
what
great.
The
your age does not have to define you.
Yeah. And it's longer. Now, I know some of that's extensions.
Well, yes.
Which I know I have never used. But
I have not either, but you definitely in movies you see a woman with beautiful, you know,
the long hair.
Long tresses and the perfect wave. And then, it's just extensions.
But. Yep. But no, I've noticed more and more, even in these pictures of some of our local folks, you know, a lot of long hair. It's interesting how those trends come back. And then at some point, someone's going to switch around and someone will show up like, this is, okay, now I'm really dating myself here. I will never forget when I was a kid when Farrah Fawcett and that haircut.
Yep.
And there was a time where everyone had that shaggy haircut.
Yep. Yep.
the flip back. Yeah.
The flip back. You cannot see me, the listeners, but I am doing a flip back motion with my
hair.
She's
flipping her hair back. But it is interesting how magazines can determine trends.
Yes.
How people count on them to kind of understand what's happening and not happening. It's very much a pulse on what's current. That's what I love about this.
It is. And I kind of take it seriously to be careful how we, if we do have some influence, for it to be positive and not make women feel like they have to do a certain thing, look a certain way, get all, you know, tucked, unless that's what they want, fine, go for it. But I just don't want people to feel like they have to meet a magazine ideal.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to me how the definition of a woman's worth or value has so dramatically changed over the years.
Thank
because
God.
What I love about your magazine, too, is that you do profiles on women that have made the decision to raise their children and to be involved in the community in one way. Yep. And you also have profiles on women who are working women. Then that's all that they do. They may have chosen not to have a family. And then you have the women that are doing all of it.
Yes.
And how they manage that lifestyle.
Yes.
So the freedom that we have now is pretty remarkable to choose.
I think that's the biggest thing women always wanted, was the ability to choose, to not have to fit into a certain silo. Like,
Right.
Let's pick one. And, you know, that pendulum swings back and forth a lot about.
Well, it's right up there with the flared jeans.
Right.
Not to trivialize.
Not to belittle.
I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding.
What women have gone through for decades and fought for. But it is to be able to choose. And there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's an individual.
Well, your magazine is.
And I feel that way about men, too.
Yeah, that's true.
They should not be pigeonholed and have to be a certain way.
We're on the same page on that one, so to speak.
Yep.
Little pun there, page, magazine.
Yeah. Get it?
Gotta be quick around here, folks. Gotta be quick. But Bella Magazine, now how long has it been here? You're just celebrating?
20 years.
Wow.
Yes, yes. I'm still not ready to announce our celebration, but it'll be coming up in September because that is the year that the month that the first issue came out in 2016.
But when you come back, we'll have to get all the details.
2006.
2006.
Yes.
Gosh.
Dates are hard. Sorry.
I get it. I totally relate to dates being hard. But it is pretty incredible, and you can pick this magazine. This is the April issue, and you can go to bellamagazine.com, which is really neat because
it has all the articles.
You can do the digital copy, and you can actually read it on your phone.
Yep. Yeah,
I think that's the neatest thing.
It is. It's great. I mean, we post all the individual articles on the website, or you can go to, we have the flip book that looks just like the print magazine. So that's,
It's pretty amazing.
It's good.
So then if someone wanted to advertise their business, because if you are a local business, it would make sense, wouldn't it, to advertise with you?
It absolutely would.
Who do they get in touch with? And how early on, if I want to be in the May or June issue, how early on do I need to get in touch with you?
If you want to be in the June issue, you need to reach out to us now.
Okay.
I mean, it's always a good at least 2 months ahead, which is something some people don't realize. sales@bellamagazine.com is the easiest way. You can call 833-358-4486, and we will definitely help you out.
Okay. And then if you have an idea, perhaps, for an article, or what I love right now is we've got Kayla Richardson, who's representing Pensacola in American Idol.
I heard about that.
You know, if you know somebody maybe that a feature might be fun or something like that. You know, think of the people that have, there was another student that had gone on to do some great things. Every once in a while you hear these great stories.
Yeah.
It might be something Bella might want to include. If I had something like that,
we
would have contacted
that. Definitely would want to hear it, because we welcome content ideas. So just reach out to news@bellamagazine.com or to me, Kelly, KELLY@bellamagazine.com.
Okay. Well, I am so excited to see you on a Friday morning. Got the big weekend coming up. A lot of folks are off today.
Yes.
And going to have a nice long weekend.
Except
with family.
Us.
Except us, but that's okay.
That's okay. We're here for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And happy Easter to everybody. It's
Absolutely.
Such a great family time.
Yeah, it's a good time. And it was funny, there wasn't any traffic this morning.
No, that's true.
Oh, yeah, lots of folks were
Yeah,
off
you
today.
Came rolling in just a minute before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I push the limit sometimes. We're here with Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine. You can get a copy all over town, although most of the restaurants have their racks there. The visitor center have them. But definitely check out the issue. It's really great.
Yeah, thank you, Meg. Thanks for having me.
All right, what's that website again?
Bellamagazine.com.
Okay, Kelly, thank you so much for being here on Friday morning. Bella Magazine, the April edition, is on newsstands now, so be sure and pick up a copy.